Hey guys, Matt Belknap and I have talked about our love of the Gooder sunglasses. There's no reason why you won't love them as much as we do. Listen, these things are stylish. They start at about $25 a pair. No slip, no bounce. Those are their words, not mine, but boy, are they appropriate. These things are polarized and they got a bunch of five-star reviews that are accurate. I give mine six stars. I go one more star than the average person because I myself, I'm the star. I'm the extra star. 30-day free returns, one-year warranty. They got a bunch of great styles. These things came in very handy for me recently at a charity golf event. And everybody's like, what's with the shades? And I went, man, these are my Gooders. And they made my golf game gooder. I said that about 18 holes. Hey, if you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that is gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. GOODR.com/Pardo. Do it now. Look out. Here comes the sun.
Please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell?
Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome into Never Not Funny. This is a little sampling of the lettered episode that we released this week. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you can head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the platinum subscription levels that we have over there for you to hear everything. But this is a nice little taste of what's happening over there behind closed doors at the platinum. So please enjoy. We've been on Jimmy Carter watch for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like, there's no sensitive way to say this, and so I'm saying this with comedy, but it's really not even funny. We're on Dexter the Dog Watch. Aww. For what yes. seems to be way too fucking long, Gary.
Yeah, he's hanging in there. He's deteriorating. No. I think.
Mm. All right, good. So we're seeing an end, do you think?
Yeah, we're seeing the end is nigh.
Okay.
No, he's having some breathing problems. He's getting really winded going up the stairs, so it's, it's...
Up the stairs?
When I go outside, take him out.
You're upstairs?
Up the stairs, yeah, second floor. The alligator is.
I don't know why. I just always saw you as on the as a ground floor guy.
No.
I don't know why. And whenever I envisioned you going home... with your dog and with your groceries and your bag of sad. I just envision you not going upstairs. I don't know why.
That's weird. I've always pictured stairs, and I don't know why I pictured
Interesting.
It. I don't know if you've ever indicated that
I'm
you
sure
were
has,
upstairs, but
I don't listen.
I mean, there's no one underneath me.
What do you mean by that?
There's the mail areas beneath me, so I can thud and walk as loud as I want to.
Well, that's
I
nice.
Want
that's,
the, to do.
That's a prime spot.
It is.
Is that that's a prime spot, right?
But it's right over the entryway, so I can hear every time someone comes in.
No, not a prime. No longer prime. No longer prime.
Sorry.
Subprime.
Did I tell you guys about the kids that were outside screaming? And this girl was like, where's Tina? Or some, I don't remember what the name was. Roar, like screaming, and I'm going to kill that motherfucker, and da da da. And this lady comes out, probably a little older than me, comes out and goes, are you okay? And this girl. She goes, respectfully, you're older than me, so leave me alone.
What does that mean?
She carried on and started shrieking again.
How old was this girl?
I think they were high school age.
Okay.
Respectfully, you're older than me. Leave me alone.
Yeah, it was.
So you can't. That girl can talk to nobody.
That is a great way to say that. It's
respectfully,
like,
that's the best part.
It's really when you have to say respectfully, it's not respectful
ever. Ever. No. No, you might as well just jump the fuck off.
Yeah.
I mean, because basically, respectfully says fuck off.
Yeah, it's a very passive aggressive fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Right? Respectfully. Okay, here we go. Right?
What's
What's up with Tina? What's Tina's problem?
This girl was screaming and crying, and I think her boyfriend maybe cheated on her with this girl.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
Tina? Wait, who's cheating?
Tina's boyfriend.
This girl's boyfriend fucked Tina is my guess is what happened. Or screwed around. I don't know. I actually don't know how old they were. I just know they were younger. And
Wait. There's another girl. Tina's the one screaming.
No.
This girl's mad at Tina.
Oh, I see. She was yelling Tina. Looking. Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. So
she's not there.
Tina's not there. Tina's all fucking the guy. Yeah. Right.
She was loud enough, but her friends, it was her and two guys, and the guy friends were trying to calm her down, and she wasn't having it. She's like, don't fucking touch me. Whatever. It was wild.
And then this nice woman comes out.
Sweet.
To offer
nice
help.
Lady. Yeah, I know
Is
her.
Everything okay?
Yeah. respectfully, you're older than, what is that even? Yeah, I'm older. Maybe I can give you some advice.
I've been here. I can let you know that this will pass. It sucks right now.
It feels like what she was trying to convey, which is an insane notion. I'm acknowledging it up front, but it was almost like she's saying, I'm underage. You shouldn't interact with me. That's illegal.
Or you're too old to understand what I'm going through. Go away.
Maybe that too.
She said, oh, I don't care. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. And then she went back inside.
Ma'am, you're about to have another birthday before you please retreat to your home.
You're impossibly old.
You're on death's door.
There's no possible way you could help me.
I'm torn between the two because I thought the same thing. Like, is she saying to this old woman,
like, don't you're molesting me verbally? Right? Don't molest me.
Stay out of it. Or it's like, you're too old. You couldn't possibly. All young people think that of, you know, older. You know, oh, you can't possibly know what I'm going through.
Right. Sure. That's a default setting for teens.
Right. And
which is ironic because
we've been there.
It's, yeah. If anyone knows, it's older people.
Absolutely.
Now, some might have chosen to forget about their angsty teen years, but I think most of us can access those emotions pretty easily.
I was going to say, how do you forget those? And congratulations to those people that are able to put those in a shoebox and put them up on a shelf in a closet. What do you think about that picture?
I love it.
That was nice, right?
Yeah.
You got the shoebox, you got the shelf, you got the closet, everything about
Jimmy,
that
Jimmy, if
nice.
I may, the microphone is your canvas.
Thank you. Matt and I have spoken ad nauseum about how much we love Factor. Elliot Hochberg as well has. In fact, Garen just recently had an order from Factor, and he won't shut up about the meals.
They're delicious. What's not to like?
Garen, I think, specifically had the garlic chicken, and he talked highly about the garlic chicken.
I had that last week, too.
You know what I have on the reg? I get the shredded chicken taco bowl.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I love it.
Yeah.
Delicious. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They got about a weekly menu of about 35 options. They got Calorie Smart, they got Keto, they got Protein Plus, they got Vegan, they got Veggie, right? They got breakfast as well. They got on-the-go lunch, snacks, beverages, anything you need to stay fueled.
Smoothies.
They got smoothies. They've also got those wellness shots.
Yeah.
Shots meaning like a shot of liquid, not a shot where you're going to get an injection.
Right.
Listen, the meals are, there's not been a miss.
Yeah, it's incredible. They know what they're doing over there. Every meal they make is delicious.
And it is fantastic. And right now, here's what you do, guys. Go to factormeals.com/Pardo50 and use code Pardo50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
50.
That is code Pardo50 at factormeals.com/Pardo50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Belknap supports Factor. Hochberg supports Factor. Cockrell supports Factor. Pardo won't shut up about Factor. Factormeals.com/Pardo50. Get on board. Get on the Factor train. Factor.
Eat better now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. 33 is wrong, 34 is right. 34C, the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. Our friend Mitch Silpa has joined us. Mitch is wearing a cardigan, bland in color. It's the only description of that. It's
tan.
It's a beige.
It's a beige.
Yeah. It very much blends in with your head.
That's why I wear it.
Right?
So I want my head just to encompass my body, and I want everyone to think that.
You blend in. You walk in. You're just a thumb walking about in the world.
I'm wallpaper.
You are wallpaper. That's the brilliantly funny Mitch Silpa. Did you go to an Oscar party, Mitch? Is that something you do?
I did not. I just watched the whole thing.
You and your gentleman friend?
My gentleman friend. My boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What is this, Maestro? He's gay.
I don't know. Listen, everybody swings a couple of different ways this day and age. I don't like to assume. You've been with this young man for how long now?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Josh.
Josh.
Yeah.
Now, I met him, for the first time on Saturday. He's not come to previous Mitch Silpa appearances.
No, he hasn't. This was his first one. The one I did at Flapper, I think he was working, and then he got sick the last time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and now he was healthy, and so he came.
Sure, he made it. Although I understand he's having some tooth issues.
Yes. He cracked his veneer on Grape Nuts. This is true. We were talking about this.
Was that recent?
Within the last 6 months, he's not gotten to, he hasn't gotten it fixed yet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about veneers.
Sure.
You pointed out where he cracked his veneer, you pointed to like a molar. He goes veneers all the way back?
Do you know what, Jimmy? Thank you for calling me on that. I don't know where he cracked it, but in my head, it was always back here.
Because that's where one would think that you'd crunch the granola.
Yeah, because I don't see a crack in his front teeth, so I'm assuming it's in the back. But I think you're probably right. It's in the back.
Now, he must have some good-looking veneers, though, because I was not I didn't get in the car and go, did you see Mitch's guy's teeth? Because sometimes veneers are choppers.
No. He has good veneers.
He's got good veneers.
Yeah. He's very good veneers.
Is that where did you meet him at the waiting room for the dentist?
Yes, we started talking at the dentist. No, we met on online Tinder. That's it.
Wait, Tinder. Yeah. That's the fuck site.
No, that's Grindr.
Oh, Grindr's fuck site.
But you can fuck on Tinder.
You can fuck whoever you want.
True.
So you met him on Tinder.
Yeah, during the year we all stayed at home.
Okay.
Yeah, 2020. We started talking in December. Of that, and everything was closed in LA, so it took us 3 months before we could actually meet.
So you would meet, you would do some Zoom?
We were FaceTiming.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very slow, frustrating, but we kind of got to know each other a little bit.
Does he live near you?
He is now living in my place right now.
That's near.
Very near.
it's very near.
Right.
We're not saying we're living together yet. We're doing a test run.
He still has his own place?
No, he had to move out of his place. He had a problem with his landlord. He moved out. So I'm like, stay with me for a while. I've wanted him to move in. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm not sure. He's never lived with somebody before. So he's has some issues, but it's been going well.
How long has he been there?
Since the beginning of January.
All right, so about 3.5 months now. Almost 4 months.
Is it?
Yeah, all of January, February.
Two and a half months. Yeah. It's going good. We haven't really talked about him finding a new place yet.
So
I think he's.
You think he's in?
Yeah, I think.
And I don't know.
I don't want to pressure him.
Josh. And he's considerably younger than you.
How? What's considerably?
He looked to me. And tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
To be 35 years younger
He's
than you.
He's not. He's 37 years younger than
me. Now, I don't know how old you are.
He's about 10 years younger than me.
Well, that's fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? That didn't answer my question about how old you are, but I like the way
That's
you,
a great question.
I like the way you skirted it.
Yeah, I did.
It was really nice.
He's showbiz. You don't need to say.
I think Andy Richter hit the age earlier when he said the goth kid looks 50.
50?
Yeah.
Are you in that ballpark?
Yeah.
You're that much younger than me.
I don't know.
I'm 63 years old.
Are you really?
No.
How old are you?
Did I not go high enough? I don't think I went high enough. Oh, boy.
Did you want me to say you look great for your age?
You look great for 63.
Yeah.
You also look great for your age.
I look great for 57. Yeah. Thank you very much. I very rarely will speak highly of myself, but I do not look 57.
We're around the same age.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you, Mitch.
When is your birthday?
Mine's July 28th.
Oh.
When's yours?
December 5th.
Oh. So right around the corner, depending on which way you're going.
Depending when this is.
All right, so you met Josh online, you chit-chat online, and then eventually you get together. Where'd you guys go for your first in-person date?
Okay, that was the, I don't know if you remember, but everything was closed in LA, mm-hmm. So then it was the week everything opened, and I'm like, do we get coffee now? Like it started, so we met to go get coffee, and then we went to California Pizza Kitchen, and that was our first meet. That's really exciting.
Which CPK did you choose? Culver City location?
No, in Encino. That's where he was living.
Oh, he was out in Encino?
Yeah.
You went to him?
I did.
Hmm.
Yeah, I grew up in Encino.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Hmm.
So were you able to visit family while you were out there as well?
I didn't visit family that day, no. All right. I did not, but I could have.
Sure, but you chose not to. This was a Josh day.
No, this was a Josh day.
It'd be great if you met him for coffee and then immediately took him to meet your parents.
Oh, my God, how great would that be?
God, they're not lesbians.
That's what we do.
They're not lesbians. I don't get that joke, but I assume it's funny in the gay world.
Yeah.
Second date, lesbians bring a U-Haul, I think is what the joke is.
That's the old joke, yeah. They move in together fast. That's the old joke.
Oh, I see.
You've never heard that?
If I did, I blank it out. I don't care for the lifestyle. But, you know, whatever's going on, you kids are living
your
different
browser history
now.
Tells a different story, my friend.
Do you have trouble with NIAID?
not for that reason.
Oh, okay. You don't like swimming.
I don't like swimming. I did like that movie.
It's good.
I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
That one I did not see.
The wonderful Annette Bening.
Yeah,
she's great.
And Jodie Foster was terrific.
She was great in it.
Jodie Foster, who looks exactly the same today as she did when she was in Taxi Driver, which is insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not exactly, but you get my point.
Yeah.
She at least looks like she looked in Witness. Although, no, not Witness, because her hair was crazy in Witness. But not Witness.
The Accused.
The Accused, thank you.
Witness is a very different
Yeah, that's... Those titles.
Well, Kelly McGillis was. It was in both. Thinking,
yes,
yeah,
that's why they get crossed in my
the
mind.
The Accused is what, 1990?
88, maybe?
Around that time.
Hold on, let me check Internet Movie Database.
Thank you.
I would say 88 or 89, because I remember she was nominated, I have this weird Oscar thing, in the same category as Glenn Close for Dangerous Liaisons, yeah. Who in retrospect should have won for that movie.
For Dangerous Liaisons?
Uh-huh.
Which it was 88.
It was 88. I don't think I saw Dangerous Liaisons.
Really?
The great John Malkovich.
It's a great movie. You'd love it.
What I'll have to do is take your word for it, because I'm now never going to see it.
Because of I praised it?
I don't care for you saying good things about things, and that just tells me that I should just avoid it.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Have you it's seen, a good way to live.
There was like a teen 90s remake of it with Ryan Phillippe and Sarah Michelle Gellar, I think.
Yeah. Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions.
Follow-up. I did see
you
that.
You saw that one? Okay. Yeah. Well, if you like that, check out the...
I like young people on screen. I don't need to see Glenn Close. Even in that commercial that she did during the Super Bowl. No, thank you.
Oh. She was younger then.
It's true.
She's the one in that movie with the rabbit. No thanks.
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, Fatal Attraction. Yeah. Well, that was my takeaway from that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Hotter Than Hell, as a straight man, I can say she was hotter than hell in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
In Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
She had to apparently fight for that part. I mean, they didn't think she was sexy enough. She had only done, like, at that point, like, The Natural, like, and
right.
Big Chill, and Garp. And so she played these, like, maternal.
Right.
And so mm-hmm. this was such a different thing for her, but it, like, changed her career.
Yeah. She's brilliant. Clearly worked. Yeah.
I mean, that's good acting, you know? Like, she could transform into that. And yeah, you don't even question it for a second that she is that.
I'll tell you what, Michael Douglas, also very sexy in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
A lot of sexiness in that movie.
It's a sexy movie.
What about Ann Archer?
Listen, we all have different tastes. But it wasn't playing sexy. She was playing hurt and...
The wife,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on board. Van Archer wants to spend some time with me.
I'll call her.
I'm open. You have a close relationship with her?
Very close.
You and Ann?
Ann and I go to coffee.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, who is it? Wasn't Ann Archer married to somebody famous at one point?
Hmm.
Does she not have a famous husband? Or am I thinking of Anne Bancroft?
Anne Bancroft definitely had a famous husband.
Yes.
Anne Boleyn.
Pardon?
Also had a famous husband. Yep.
True.
All right.
Maybe the most famous husband.
Do you want to hear a weird thing that I've noticed about? This is also about Anne Archer. Everyone's going to turn off that because that she has an acting thing that she used to do.
And what did she do?
She will, when she gets emotional, she whispers the end of her line. So she'll say, in Fatal Attraction, she said, are you in love with her? Like, she does that. And I started noticing it because there was a trailer for a terrible movie with Gene Hackman called Narrow Margin. And I think in the trailer she said, I'm scared stiff. I'm like, oh, she whispers at the end. And she started, that's her thing.
That's her thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys watch, this is related, I'm not derailing. Did you watch The New Curb?
I did.
Where Sienna Miller can only act with fruit.
Yeah.
That's stupid. I'll see that. I have not seen that.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
You can enjoy it.
who's the guy that you always point out, Jimmy, he has to act with glasses in his hand?
Well, it was our boy. It was, shit, he's super huge, the star of Succession.
Oh, right.
Brian Cox.
Oh, he acts with glasses.
Brian Cox was a glasses actor. And not so much now in Succession. He's got a...
Yeah.
But everything else he was in, he would constantly be holding his glasses and using them as a...
Yeah.
As a prop of some sort. And Bonnie Franklin from One Day at a Time would always... She was a grounded actress. She'd walk into a scene and immediately grab on a piece of furniture.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you're going to do. You're an actor. You're out there.
I noticed when you remember The Bionic Woman?
Sure.
Remember the character of Oscar Goldman?
Yes.
Do you guys remember? He was on both the shows.
Okay.
He would, my friends and I was not popular. My friends and I would, Oscar Goldman would, glasses act, he would always do, but Steve.
Oh, he would
Jamie and take off his glasses.
Right.
That's what I remember glasses acting.
Glassing.
Glasking?
Glacting.
Glacting?
Glacting.
Let's call it glacting.
Glacting.
Get Cox on the blower.
To hear the full episode, head over to NeverNotFunny.com and subscribe to the Platinum at any level. Tiers 2 and higher get the full archives, and there's more perks to be found over at NeverNotFunny.com.